With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See metrobytmobile.com.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal. A safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take 2 tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Ooh, guys, that was fun.
Fucked up. I think it's the new energy, new environment.
Well, new house comes with new energy. Yeah?
No, but that was long, guys. I gotta chop that up.
Is it? How long is it?
Like.
And people don't complain. Eh?
Why do you
worry?
Why are you worried about length?
Don't worry. Don't worry.
It's only women who do that.
Yeah. Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
How many songs have been made about shaking your bum bum?
Probably every second song.
Mm-hmm. It's like Penny Penny.
Penny Penny?
Was famous in the 90s about
bum,
bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, yes.
Bum.
So Penny Penny is the OG.
He
laid the foundation for shaking your bootay.
You know?
Yeah.
Started off slowly, but you know, now we're twerking.
Now piano, are you nervous? Bunu says it.
What the hell are you saying?
Every second word in piano songs are nyovaning or something. It's derogatory. It's like, it's very obscene, man.
It's derogatory.
Yeah.
Songs are very sexual, actually.
They are, because back in the days, ne, if you wanted to say to a girl, I want to fuck you,
yeah,
you'd say like, let me take you back to my hotel. Mm-hmm. No, that's R. Kelly. No.
Now you sound like you're trying
wrong
to...
Wrong channel.
Okay. Yeah. You're trying channel. To take little girls now.
But they didn't go straight forward and say, I know my name.
No.
Let's get it. Or like, just in case I don't make it home tonight, let me make love to you for the last time, baby. Those kind of vibes. It was, yeah. There was pizzazz in how this thing was done.
Yes.
There was tact. It was done very... Do I want to say tastefully? It was done very.
But on the same note, then you got the Cisco, the thong, the thong, thong, thong song.
Like Lil Wayne was like, "Do you want to lick my lollipop?"
Yeah.
Now it's like, "I'm fucking good."
Yeah, baby, are you coming?
But Lil Wayne was the one who still went and said, "Pussy money weed,"
hey,
kind of thing, you know. So it depends how you look at it. I think with the freedom that we have now, It's very easy for people to say what they say, cause like.
But it's piano talk. That doesn't even make sense. Arinyobane, ribanaba mutu. That's incest.
That's incest right there.
Maybe there's an explanation to the whole thing. I don't know.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, henda barimene, welcome to it. We are back at our brand new home.
We are shooting blanks here.
At the studio, baby.
How does it look? It looks the same. Like when I'm looking at the camera now, it looks the same.
We transported this old studio to the new studio.
Yeah.
Well, what's your missus saying about us being here?
What is she saying? Nothing.
Oh.
I got a feeling we won't be here by the end of the year.
So if you have a home,
we must thank Len for doing it so well.
must we put out a tender for a home?
No. Ghost Lady's got a garage. She's got 8 cars, remember?
8 cars?
8 cars.
Oh, I thought...
Of land.
Oh, I thought you meant 8 cars. I was like, hey,
we can build a studio in the back. You know we're even there, Ghost Lady.
And gotta get Tom Holdings.
Sure.
Baldwin. Baldwin Properties.
Yeah, we can. I can give you a little piece. You yeah, know? Okay. Little yeah. piece of my land.
Big, wow. big room.
Yeah.
Or how they call it, maid's quarters, as they call it.
You know, the funny thing is, my mom wants me to move in with her. I'm like, not gonna happen.
Serious.
I'd rather be homeless. Ah, you can't even have a drink in my mom's place, bro. I have one drink. She thinks I'm drunk.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, shame. No, okay.
But is it, would you think you'd be able to stay with like your parents at this age, given the lifestyle that you live?
Nah, not at all. That's why I told her, nah. I like visiting her.
Yeah.
You know, and then when we start fighting, I chuck.
So it's like if you had to meet up with a girl at a club and then you can't exactly take her home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
but I don't do that anymore. I don't want to be on the list.
So you're loyal to your baby mama now.
Yeah.
No, man. Obviously, she'll be like, my guy, take me home, you know?
Mm-mm. Unless it's my baby mama and this.
Okay.
No. Mm.
That's how you get on the list.
Exactly.
I can.
So it starts. But anyway, what was
some messed up things happen at the club. Sometimes you pick up a girl at a club. She goes to your house. You wake up. Your house is empty.
Oh, please tell them about the story you were telling me yesterday.
Which
what
one?
Happened?
Oh, no.
The whole one.
Some guy invited, like, it was at a club, met up with a couple of honeys.
Val Munatin Cafe.
Somewhere there, yes. Yeah.
Where is that?
Val? Somewhere in the Val.
In the Val.
It's in Pretoria. It's our 10 now, eh?
Yeah!
It's our 10 now. You had us last week. Yeah, we are back now.
She slaughtered us.
We are back. But anyway, couple of homies met up with Hans at the club, and then they take the Hans back to their crib,
yeah.
And then Baduti on the couch, like, you know, they drinking. Next thing, lights out. Homies wake up, the house empty. The cars, the furniture,
wow.
Clothes, everything.
Crazy.
So essentially it means these guys were drugged.
Were drugged.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then, I mean, the access to the house, even if it's like in a lifestyle estate or whatever,
yeah.
They've got the access at the gate so they can open.
Yeah.
Truck can come in, load it up.
Yeah, load it up.
Securities don't have a leg to stand on. They can't exactly be like, what's going on? Because you've got a remote that you're opening with.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's so it's pretty messed up, man.
So, that's insane.
Ouch.
Yeah, it happens.
Ouch. And I'm thinking that guy didn't get all this stuff insured, you know?
Of course not.
Probably. Now imagine you are married.
Is it safe to say women are trash?
Yeah.
You know, you're losing the narrative. Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter. You're losing the narrative.
Wonder rewind.
You're losing the narrative. But essentially what I'm saying is, now, imagine this guy was married. Mm. And the wife was out of town for the weekend.
Mm.
She comes back. The house looks like it's house to let. It's like what your former house probably looks like now.
Right now. Wow.
Empty.
Ouch.
Isn't there Formula One in the valve, right?
Yeah.
But actually, what will impress? You take them back to you. How many times have you taken chicks back to your place? Long ago.
Never.
During your days.
Oh,
when you were relevant and you were working.
Yeah, I know, plenty of times.
Okay.
Exactly. You see, did you think about were there no Formula Ones then?
Mm, there were, you're right.
Exactly. So you see,
but I didn't have much furniture then.
Were you living in Midrand? But all I'm trying to say is.
Oh, so you took advantage of that time of that. Yeah. You don't have furniture. So
maybe he's the founding father of Midrand.
You know?
What are you saying? I'm paying attention now when she talks. And she killed us last week.
Careful, hey,
I was listening back to that episode when I was editing because, like, sometimes when you speak, I can't hear because I got headphones, so I hear two voices.
Yeah,
so it's hard for me to hear what you're saying. So I was listening back. I'm like, yes.
You were being hated.
Yo,
she had us.
You're
proper.
You're calling me like, yeah, when
did we greet?
Yes, long time.
Oh,
ago.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah,
again?
I was saying. No. I was saying.
Are you wearing earphones now? Hmm.
I was saying
Len has lights now, hey?
Yeah.
I'm like, see the lights, hey?
Len, what time is it?
Eh?
What time is it?
I don't, let me check on my phone.
Did you see what he's got? He's my nigga. Apple Watch, baby.
You see, the studio comes with blessings.
Now she's woken up. You see what you've done?
but then you can't be buying Apple Watches. People won't be buying us coffee anymore.
Okay, can I explain the Apple Watch story?
So dope.
Thank you very much. My mother got it for me as a birthday present.
Oh.
Well, you didn't buy it?
No, I didn't buy it.
Oh.
My mother got it for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you've never bought your mother anything?
Oh,
she's
no.
So new.
No. I buy her plenty of stuff. Mm. Yeah, me and her buy each other
gifts
all the
time. No, don't compare. MacG is comparing because now he bought his mom a car. So he's like, what do I have?
But you've always wanted an Apple Watch.
Yes, I have.
Oh, no.
How dope is it?
It's very dope.
Oh, yeah.
It's super dope. It's like it's changed my life.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Should have seen yesterday when I was with him. Every time he was like,
I was checking the time. It was getting late. Hey, man. You could see the sun was. I'm gonna be the timekeeper today, guys. We've been recording for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? But it's a pretty dope gadget, actually.
Yeah but technology is getting crazy.
It is, eh?
Yo, I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast. He was interviewing Steve Aoki,
Steve Aoki now?
He's a DJ.
Oh, okay.
It's like he cakes people.
Right. He kegs people.
Cakes. Like his whole shtick when he gets on stage, he's got cakes. And then he throws them on people.
Oh, the cuckoo. Like, oh, I thought it was something else.
You know?
Yeah, that's his shtick.
Oh, okay.
Do that in SA, yo. Do that in Venda.
A brick is coming for you.
Hongatagari mango.
Avocado.
Avocado. It's selling your ass.
So there's this guy, he's like an engineer, he's a scientist, he develops like new technology.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So his father passed away when he was young. Mm. And then his whole life dream is to like reincarnate his dad. So he uses like, I don't know if you've watched Black Mirror, but there's an episode like this. Yeah. So he uses like his dad's pictures, the way his dad sounds. But basically what's going to happen in a few years time is that your conscious will be uploaded to the cloud.
Oh.
So there'll be like I don't know.
A cloud?
Conscious cloud?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So in a few years to come, like you'll be able to upload your conscious to a cloud. How crazy is that?
Mm.
But that still won't take away from, you know, in as much as technology is moving forward and it's doing whatever it is doing, there's still the human touch. There's still the human element that it can never take away. Mm. And it goes back to the Black Mirror episode of, your mannerisms, as it were, or your conscious what will be put into the cloud.
Did you watch that episode that he's talking about?
I think so.
There was a lady.
The husband had passed on.
Yes.
The husband
boyfriend or boyfriend. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And they started talking like via an app.
An app.
And she would call and then it would be like she's speaking to the husband.
Yes, yeah.
Because they uploaded his Facebook profile, his pictures, his voice. And whatever.
Yeah.
But then it ended up being like an actual person.
Mm.
And then long story short, it still wasn't.
It wasn't the
person.
Guy.
The husband.
Yeah.
Because Abamo Shaota is like, I'm sorry, babe.
Exactly.
But he's normally the guy who's like, fuck you too, bro. Exactly. Like, I'm getting out. I'm going to go get a drink with my boys.
Do you remember when he was rocking? He wasn't stopping.
He just had so much power.
Get robot. He doesn't stop. Kiki ever ready.
MacGyver can relate.
This episode is brought to you by Mpesu.
And then
would Mpesu work on such a person?
Nah.
Wabon? So there are so many humanly things that are human, but when it comes to robotic people, it won't work.
But wouldn't you, let's say, God forbid, your mom passes away, wouldn't you want to hear her voice? You know, because there's people that when their mothers pass away, whoever, they call the number just to hear the voicemail.
And she doesn't have a voicemail, yes. Ish. No, actually, when my dad passed away, I think I just allowed nature to take its course. And with time, I eventually got to not get over it. I still have moments whereby I weep because I miss him type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Now, calling him all the time, it will give me a false sense of his presence.
Yeah. And you can get stuck in there.
And you can get stuck in
there.
That's
dangerous.
Yes. Yeah.
Just like this, like on that
episode. Hey, you're here, of course, ladies.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Sounded like you almost said, tech.
Well, a futag.
Said with a bit of conviction, like a Zulu woman.
Yeah, you're saying
this. Tuga.
Hey!
Hey!
That's baby hey, girl.
Why does it sound so sexy? It does. When she says it. No. You swear people with sensuality.
That sounds so baby girl.
Okay,
that's
whatever.
All you know.
That's what I know.
That's all you know.
List, chief. List. List. List.
You should be like, I'm so paper, my baby mama.
She's got comebacks these days, eh?
You were saying, ghost lady, yes.
No, I was saying, remember how we're talking about, okay, you can get stuck in that phase, just like this woman on the episode of Black Mirror. Mm. Like, years later, you find that she actually never returned to the guy, or it ended and the guy was still around. Then she actually had a child even, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So.
You know what else they're inventing? They're inventing a time machine.
Time machine.
Yeah. But what this time machine is, what's going to happen is that whenever they invent it, so if it's 2020,
mm-hmm.
you can't travel back.
To 1995.
Yeah. It's only, you can only travel back to when it was first invented, right?
Oh.
So if it's invented in 2020,
all right.
you can travel back and forth. Okay. So you can go to 2030.
Okay.
And then you can only go back to 2020.
Yeah.
The first time it was invented.
Invented, yeah.
And then what's that going to do is that it's going to, like, time won't be...
Effect.
Exactly. Because you can be like, hey, when we were doing the podcast, it was nice. Let's go back.
Interesting question. What happens if you die?
You can go back in time.
But at that particular point when you die, you will die.
Yeah.
Because you can't go further than that.
Yeah, so that means you won't be able to go further than 2030. If you die in 2030.
What's the point? You keep going back and forth, Mos.
Yeah, like Monde, rewind.
It's just like cameras. You can only rewind to where you started. Right?
Yes,
Thank you. You're right. Yeah.
You're smart as well, Gandhi.
For a second.
Now that's how you say it. That's how you say it. That's how you say it.
Dude, tell people how we first met.
How we met?
Yeah, when you wanted to be a ghost lady.
He was there, she said, I need a job, and she got a job.
I said ghost lady.
Len.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, man.
You? Well.
What happened, ghost lady?
Remember,
yeah.
there was a call out.
Mm-hmm.
You guys said, you want a ghost lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like an avid subscriber. I was listening. I was there, notification gang, everything. And I'm like, wow, I can do this. I sent a video.
Mm.
You see what? Every time you make call out to people and say, send a video, do something, whatever. And
how come I never saw her video?
I never saw your video as well.
Well, the right person saw it.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Called me back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh?
Who called you? Was it a woman or a guy?
No. Actually, we chatted via email.
Oh, email. Yeah. Okay.
And said, I must just,
did you send the video via email?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No wonder I didn't see it.
And then?
I met up with you guys at Thingy. What do you call this place?
Plantation.
Mm. The party where five people came?
Yeah.
So you were one of the five people?
No, it wasn't before that. No, it was before the party.
Mm.
It was way before the party.
Yeah.
How come I don't know this? But I work
no,
here.
No, you were there.
I met up with her first.
Yes.
And I was like, no, listen, I'm in a meeting. Give me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll be with you.
And then I was busy chilling with the barman. And we're just talking away.
And then when I was shopping like a bomb. Because she came and introduced herself to you.
No, I was shy because I didn't know anybody around.
No.
Huh?
You came later though.
Yes. But I was shy.
No.
You didn't.
What happened?
I don't know.
No, I was mingling with everybody. I was just like, yeah, but Len, you came even. We took a picture.
But that was later in the evening.
Yes. But that was the first time. We're like, hi, Len. You're like, hi.
And then I went to go sit by myself.
No.
You didn't want to take her home?
No.
Because he's very conscious of the list. You see, Len knew about the list then.
Foresight. I had gone forward in time.
Exactly.
And I saw the list. I came back. I'm like, I'm there.
And you did right.
Yeah.
Mari can say she's a ghost. It doesn't count.
Yeah, it gets bad.
Let's stop being stupid, man.
Okay.
Fuck, did you guys watch the Caesar interview? Did you watch it, Ghost
Lady?
That episode got us into trouble, eh?
What do you think? What do you think, Ghost Lady?
Which trouble?
Anyway, now we were given...
Before
no,
we
I want to know which trouble is this.
Okay.
We were given a 1, 2, 3, 4 hour lecture at Recharge on Friday night.
By who?
By one of the subscribers.
Yeah. But before we get into that story, okay. What did you think of the interview?
Of the CISO interview?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was perfect. I love the fact that there was even Len there as a ghost, guy. I loved that. Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's funny. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Are you done?
And it just comes much later.
Are you done?
No, I'm not done.
Okay.
Yes, I enjoyed
CISO. Why you look like you're glistening today?
I'm what?
You're glistening. You've got like... Because
I gave him good lotion.
So
all that itchiness was because we were hungry.
He just needed to move out. That's all.
The only thing missing was a fly in front of him there by the nose. You would have been a good representation of Africa to the world. Because that's how they perceive us. But anyway, your thoughts on CISO. Sorry, yeah. We digress.
And CISO is such a slow talker, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you just have to be patient until he drops that knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. We actually made it on Sunday Times. Did you see?
Or was it Times Live? Actual newspaper we did, yeah.
The actual newspaper?
Yes, I think the story was on the actual newspaper.
Fuck, that's dope. I had no idea CISO's that big, eh?
Where?
Like, CISO's huge, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I think, how many?
I think we views? Did, I think the views now are clocking 20,000 in less than.
No, 30. We're approaching 30. Oh, 30,000, yeah.
That's dope.
Oh, yeah, ne?
In 4 days, bro. I think the last time we had those numbers was DJ Zintle.
Wow.
And I think Chili M wanted these numbers.
He's going to overtake Chili without lifting a hand or a finger.
Because, like, he's my friend. It's like Len, bro. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I had no idea CISO is so huge, bro.
And I like that. You guys go back along, back to the YFM days, right?
Yeah. Dude, it was crazy. Like, after the interview, after I posted it, about an hour, Euphonic called me.
Wow.
Euphonic called me. And we spoke for, like, 30 minutes.
Sweet.
You know?
He's dropping names, can you hear?
You know? is this after now when you dropped the CISO interview?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Did you phone call and say, yo, Mac, my boy?
Wow.
How you doing?
So when are you interviewing?
No. He says he can't do the podcast.
Why?
No, Ari, Ari's dangerous.
Ari Andizi.
Is he on the list?
Ari, he's too honest for himself.
Okay.
For his own liking, so.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then funny enough, everybody thought L&M Removals was me and Len's company.
Len and my Ben.
Len here. So, like, who is it? It's Len. Is it Len and Mule? No.
Guys, okay. Disclaimer. Ne? I do not own any removal company.
Because it came out at the right time. Here's my Ben where to move out. So I'm like, oh, wow. So you guys had the, you know... Light bulb. Oh, guy, wait.
Let's start a removal
we're good
company.
At this.
No, it's an actual removal company. We've once
L&M,
done it on Black
he was
Friday.
On Black Friday, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And even Len did the voiceover there. Hey, Tata Len. Hey?
Yeah. Oh. I was diversifying my portfolio.
Wow, Ghost Len.
I mean, guys, if we were to start a company, the last thing we'd be doing is removals.
So what would you guys do? What would be the best?
I don't know yet. But big shout out to L&M Removals, man. Like, yeah. Great company. The service is great, I must say.
Oh, sweet.
Because they helped me move out of my old place.
Oh, no wonder it was nice and smooth for you.
Yeah. The service. Because you know the thing is with black companies, we always worry
about some.
Mm-hmm. We always worry about the service.
The service,
that's
yeah.
where they let us down.
Yeah.
Ah, this one was... top notch.
Perfect. Nice.
So what happened at Recharge, right? So we're having drinks at Recharge, myself, Len, and the baby mama. So now we're chilling.
How come you never call her your girlfriend?
Girlfriend? Are you happy?
It's just odd that you call her my baby mom.
Len, they said have one. Then, you know.
Oh, she actually pissed me off this weekend, eh?
Oh, wow.
Yo, but okay. I'll tell you later.
All right.
Before or after the podcast?
During.
It's fine. We will.
Eh? Huh? Are you about to say something? Are you about to kill us?
No, we'll go back in time.
We'll go back in time.
We'll go back in time.
Well, and rectify things. Don't worry.
I'm on my toes, Ghost Lady. I'm prepared for you today.
That's a problem. You but know? Carry on.
Okay. What was I saying?
Recharge
catch,
Friday.
I'll catch
we
you
were
when
drinking.
You edit. Sky. Yeah.
Summit Recharge. Mm. This guy comes up.
His name is Sibu. Shout out to Sibu, man. Sibu.
Are you sure you want to say that? Huh? Are you sure you want to say that?
Why?
Wait until the story ends.
Oh, okay.
And then.
But shout out to him anyway.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sibu comes. He's like,
Sibu Yile.
Podcasting chill. Love that shit. But you guys disappointed me with the Sweezer interview. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to ask him about, you know, who he's
Rocky,
fucking.
What not.
Oh. So we're like, there's more to life than fucking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, there isn't. But for the sake of this podcast.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're like, I don't want it to be the same old shit, you know, whatever. So he's decided to switch it up. He's like, no, I used to be Caesar's private banker. Boom. All right. So me and my girlfriend decided to, because I wanted pop and meat. So that's why we went to Recharge.
Okay.
So we ordered pop and meat. Len joins us. He's ordering Hunters. Boom. We drink.
Mm.
All right. So now this guy ends up chilling with us. From like maybe 11, 10?
Was it around that time, I think? Yeah.
Yeah, from like 10. And you left at?
About midnight.
Midnight.
All right.
The whole time we're chatting to this guy.
Whoa.
Well, one. And then I'd not pay my bill. Well, one. Okay, cool. This guy starts ordering, because the whole time he was drinking gin and tonic.
Mm.
One.
Mm.
So my 12, he starts ordering a bottle, yeah, Tanqueray. Okay, sharp. Len leaves now.
Mm.
So Len leaves, and then now it's just me, girlfriend, and Sivu.
Mm.
I'm like, yo, dog, I'm about to be out.
Mm.
Okay? We continue to talk. And then it's like, my G, I'm going to the toilet. I'm coming back. He goes to the toilet. So now I'm chilling there. My baby mama got tired because she had too much hubbly. So she's like, hey, I'm feeling woozy. I'm going to go sleep in the car. I'm like, all right, cool. Let me finish this drink, and then I'll come, and then we go. So now it's me and Sivu. Sivu says, okay, I'm going to the bathroom. I wait. 10 minutes goes by. All right, now these other guys that I know at Recharge come chilling.
Yeah.
They chill with me, blah, blah, blah. 20 minutes goes by. I'm like, all right, this is way too long for a bathroom.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Even if it's a quickie, it's a lot.
For the sake of the podcast.
Yeah.
We're not going to think like that.
So now I'm like, all right, let me go. As I'm going, the waiter comes up to me. She's like, where's your friend, the guy you're with?
Mm.
I'm like, he went to the toilet. He's like, okay, cool. He hasn't paid his bill.
Ooh.
Wawan. I'm like, okay, but I paid my bill.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, but where is he? I'm like, I don't know the guy. He's a subscriber, my bad. You understand? I'm like, no, but luckily I've got his number.
All right,
cool. So we go outside. We call this guy.
Yeah.
When we call this guy, it is quiet as a church mouse.
Wow.
He's at home.
Oh.
He speaks to the waiter.
Uh-huh.
Waiter's like, hey, my man, your bill is 1.4. You haven't paid it. Where are you? He's like, I was never there. I kid you not.
Okay, let's go back in time and take back your shout out.
Okay, I take back my shout out. Oh, because I left early.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. So yeah. I'm only hearing the story the first time today.
Yeah, and bear in mind, we didn't drink his Tanqueray. Because now we were drinking our Hunters. We paid our bill. The waiter knows. She calls this guy. She's like, no, you can't do this. Blah, blah, blah. You know, now I'm going to have to pay for it. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, let me speak to him. I speak to him. I'm like, chief, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, why would you leave without paying the bill?
Oh, yeah.
Now you're making me look like a douchebag.
Yeah.
I know I get spiny, but fuck.
And then he's like, oh, my man paid.
So much for being Caesar's banker, private banker. Okay.
Hey. Hi. After that, I tried to speak to the owner because I know the owner to tell him the situation.
Yeah.
And then he was like, hey, listen, it's her table. If this guy hadn't paid the bill, she should have been watching him and told the bouncer so he can pay. There's nothing they can do. And the poor lady had to pay the bill.
Aww.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 1.4. And it was the second week.
Oh, shame.
So Steve, if you're watching, shame on you, motherfucker.
Was it the lady's second week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just barely started working.
Yeah, and she said to him, she's like, dude, I can't pay for this bill. I can't.
So it's going to be taken off her salary, which is probably not even a lot.
Yeah.
So is this Recharge?
Yeah, Recharge.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so much for your shout out, eh?
You know?
But I get it, I want to tell a story. guy. I want deep. And I was with him the whole day. Well, yeah. Half of yesterday. This was on Friday night, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to save your reaction.
Sivu's trash.
Sivu's trash.
Sivu's trash.
Sivu's trash.
Oh, wow.
That is so disgusting.
And it's Xhosa.
And it's Xhosa.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just had to say for the sake.
We're off the podcast.
I get right.
Sivu's dryly cock, son.
Munduako. No, don't insult Xhosa. Because Xhosa people say, I don't like them.
No, no, no. We're just insulting Sivu. Oh.
No, no,
because
but...
he deserves it
no.
in a language that he can relate to.
In previous episodes, people say, I don't like Xhosa people. I do. Actually, my best friend is Xhosa.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, you sound like those, you know. I love black people. My friend.
I've got two black friends.
My friend is black.
Not that I'm not racist. Mm-hmm. I'm not racist. I've got black friends.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Wow, I'm shocked.
And the guy, when we were chilling him, he seemed cool. He was actually dropping some knowledge.
So my Ben, I didn't even offer to pay that bill.
How?
I need to vugile.
Oh,
I was lalisile at that moment.
I was off peak.
You left your card at home. Have you ever been in that situation though?
No, never.
No, like a situation whereby you are somewhere, mm-hmm. a bill comes, and you are unable to pay.
No, never.
Yeah, thank God. It's one of my biggest fears.
Never.
Katya declina.
Never.
Well, there's always another one. Try this one.
Just record there again, ghost lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, luckily I've also never been
in that situation. Is it because Monday is sleeping, so now I have to do Monday's job?
Yeah.
I've never been in that situation.
Yeah, have you, ghost lady?
No.
Yeah. I know my budget. I know my budget, chief.
I'm too paranoid.
Yeah, no. Imagine me going to Jemeli there. Mm. I don't have Jemeli money.
Yeah.
All right, so we...
It's like just stairs.
Stairs.
Because I agree you must pay before they make the food.
So if it declines...
It's like, adi, nyavai, sharp. I'll go fry eggs at home.
Sharp.
Anyway.
So I don't want to get myself into situations that I'm...
So before we recorded, we asked you to send us some questions. I got a couple. Hmm. Last time I checked, we had about 7. Let me check how many we have now. Let me open it up. Okay, but
7.
Anyway. Amu Matata says, do Bolen and the ghost lady get paid?
No.
No.
Don't be fooled by the Apple Watch.
You know, thing from mommy.
Yes.
If you were to
and
get
I
paid,
only
how
buy
much?
Buy my mom cement. So.
How much would you want if you were to get paid?
It depends. Am I doing this full-time or just as a side gig?
As a side gig.
Full-time.
Wow.
Whew. Let's say Viacom wants to buy us.
They would have to give me nothing less than 40.
40K?
Yeah.
Hey, for talking shit.
Yeah. There's people on radio who do that. And they get more.
I agree with Len.
40, you had
yeah, bro.
You're a ghost.
We'll give a ghost money.
I'm a fucking expensive ghost.
I like that. Wow, guys.
Yeah, nothing less than 40.
Jeez, I can't say what I was thinking.
You can take it 25. It's fine. Funny 40.
You?
Fine.
But then we'd have to record every day.
It's fine.
It's okay. It's
I can't wait till we record every day, man.
Is it?
Is Viacom buying us?
Are we speaking into existence?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you had traveled in the future. And you saw
something, you know. So in the future, what were we getting, you know?
How much are we getting in the future?
I don't know, Jim.
Oh, you couldn't see our pay sleeves. Ah.
Because they were sealed.
What's a pay sleeve? It's been a while. All right.
The thing that guarantees the notification.
Yeah.
Peaky Nell. Is that a white person?
Wow.
Peaky who?
Peaky Nell. P-I-K-I-E. Nell.
Peaky Nell.
Could be a white person. I don't know. Could be. There's black people who are called both.
You know?
Courage.
Courage.
Cowardly dog.
The cowardly dog.
Have brands started approaching you guys for some PR?
L&M. Remove us.
Lennon Mapena.
Clearly, they're
no.
Remove,
except, well, maybe L&M, yeah, but.
that guy from LLM was so happy, dude.
Cool.
Like the traction he's gotten. Yo, he was
big
like,
up. Big ups to big up Oscar, ne?
Oscar.
Yeah, big
Oscar.
Up. Can I big up? He's cool. Right?
Yeah, yeah, no. He pays his bill.
Okay, cool. Big ups to Oscar.
Tembila says, does your girl get offended when you compliment and drool over your female guests?
No. I guess that's your question.
Yeah, that's okay, your cool.
She doesn't watch. She doesn't watch.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm safe.
All our partners don't watch.
Your partner doesn't watch?
No, he used to.
And then?
This is interesting.
Yeah. Whatever.
With the fact that he doesn't comment anymore, now I know he doesn't watch.
He used to comment.
No, to her.
To me. Yeah.
What would he say?
No, it's just, you know how my guy is.
We don't.
He's so formal.
I do.
No, you know him. He's very formal. Mm-hmm. He's your 702 kind of guy. You know.
So he thought we were trash.
Like he wants news. He wants.
He wants Caesar's episode.
Yeah, he wants
the first 30 minutes.
Yes.
Exactly. Before he wins, that's funny.
Some people.
So, yeah.
For those who don't know what that's funny means, if you watch the Caesar interview, like you'll check, every time he laughs, he always ends up with, that's funny.
He gives a disclaimer of why he's laughing.
Yeah.
That's funny. But, speaking of the 702 thing, and the reason why I brought up the Caesar interview is that a lot of the
What's going to be ours?
Shout out.
Really?
Wow.
A lot
of the subscribers were actually saying like, yeah, well, some of them, actually not everybody, you know, saying like, no, this episode is boring. It sounds like 702. We wanted to, like you said, like we wanted to hear about bitches and whatnot. Ah, we got political talk, Cyril Ramaphosa, but anyway, it was a good episode.
So what? What did you expect?
Dude, you can't please everyone. Yeah. Just know that. Yeah. Because when I talk about sex, you're always talking about sex. Mm.
Exactly.
When I talk about serious, where's the sex? Hey, shout out.
And they'll still complain on why you flirt with all the females.
Yeah.
But on the same note, when you say, okay, guys, I'm interviewing so-and-so, and I need give me questions, just make sure you flirt. Oh, fuck y'all. So, yeah.
Damned if you do, damned if
you
don't.
Don't.
But we still love our Mabenas. So, yeah, as long as you watch, that's
Rebu Mabena
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
But we
this is our escape, you know?
Yeah, because if you check the Sunday Times, they only mention the first 3 minutes.
The Times Live.
Well, that's why. No. Actually, on the actual newspaper, I think the article was there.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's crazy. Damn. I've never been on Sunday Times, dog.
Just your name was there, not you.
That is good enough.
They can't click the link on the newspaper and no.
Shout out.
Oh, shout out.
So, Flip, what did I want to say? So, like, it's Sunday Timesy. But it's things that needed to be spoken about.
If you were not part of the show, would you have watched it?
I don't think so.
Why?
I wouldn't say. Lynn falls in the brackets of the
702.
You're my guy.
Funny you should say that because I was actually going to, like, at some point during the podcast, I was going to say, oh, shit, you guys must anticipate a rise in the petrol price next week because Saudi Arabia was bombed and shit. Mm-hmm. And the oil reserves are seeing flames, like, literally. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, that fucks up the oil price and whatnot. So, yeah.
I've never understood the whole oil price thing, dog. Like, even if it's $100, you're still going to pour gas.
Well, you have to move.
You have
exactly.
You just can't visit your side chicken so well. That's the only difference. You'll still go to work.
Yeah, anyway.
You start prioritizing.
Yes, you can't just drive for the sake. So I start not visiting people anymore, kind of thing. Mm. Yes.
Mm. Hey, when I was driving to your house today, I'm like, hey, this is going to be painful.
Where is it coming from?
So far.
Welcome to our lives.
Wow, welcome to our lives. Well, not that I didn't travel far to his place.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, these motherfuckers better pay me.
Now I need my 25,000.
25,000.
Yeah. All right. Press that button.
Tembile Nkwanyana.
Mm-hmm. You still have questions.
Yeah.
And also, does YouTube pay decent coins? Thinking of starting a channel and make money while I wait for something. Answer?
welcome to my YouTube channel.
No.
No.
Nope.
I think it depends. You have
if you have what's that guy? La Caesar's numbers, yo.
La Caesar and Bompanza and Michali. Oh, don't speak about Michali because there was a whole people nearly ripped each other's throats.
Hey, I got into shit because of Michali.
What did you do?
Oh, yo, yo.
Oh, Lord.
We're drinking my banners, yeah. Hey. Oh. Got me in trouble with the baby mama, man.
He already forgot his
cue. For the sake of your podcast.
What happened?
It was a Marikana.
What did you say?
Ay, ay, ay.
What did you say, actually?
Ay, ay, ay. Oh.
Tell us so we can apologize on your behalf.
No. Either that or so we also know not to say such in the future.
You know?
No, what happened is...
Well,
and I don't think I was wrong, actually. Ghost lady, you'll tell me if I was wrong.
All right.
We're chilling yesterday with Len. I think this week when I've been drinking with you, shit goes haywire.
And then now I always happen to leave early.
And disappear.
And I came back home yesterday. I was fine.
Is it? Okay. All right. No, continue actually.
Well, I was fine because I was also told I look like a snack, but that's call up. Carry on.
Look at you squeezing it in. Like so, the old prices. You're so sweet. Sis on you.
We are. Hey, Ghost Lady's too much. Ghost Lady's too much. Anyway.
As you were saying.
Okay, so it's me, Len, his girlfriend, my girlfriend, and Len's friend, right? So
Len's best friend.
Yeah. So Len's best friend doesn't know who Mithlali is.
Oh.
So we show him a picture of who Mithlali is. Mm. He's like, oh, she's hot. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, she's an influencer and she's doing big things, you know? Mm-hmm. Big ups to her. And I'm like, she influences my dick.
Mm.
Oh. Hey, girlfriend hears it, baby mama hears it. Hey, Yasuga, Yasuga.
You were wrong.
Ah, so listen. Hi, Suga. She typed something on her
King
phone.
Isugule.
Like she was mad.
Oh, I thought they influenced. Again, Isugule.
No. So she typed something on her phone, and then she sends it to me. You! My night was ruined. She said something very spiteful that she knows that I hate. I wanted to get back at me because I had pissed her off. Well, I wanted by saying that comment. So now,
but you know what? I always say, when something happens, expect you can. You see, when you
tenfold,
yeah.
But here's the thing: it was a low blow, like low. She knows I hate this shit. Well, and then she knew it would get to me. All right, cool. So now, for the sake of
the podcast.
I'm keeping a chill face, Oban.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. It's time to leave. When I get in the car, I'm like, don't do that.
How was this? How was this threat? So you're like, you know what? Mithlali influences your dick. And she responded with, you know what? I'm not going to influence your dick no more.
Worse.
I'm going to cut it off.
I'll circumcise you, nigga.
Entabe.
Worse. Uh-huh. Well, so I get in the car. I'm like, baby, I don't like that. Mm. You know, if I say something wrong to you, pull me aside. Because you know me, I shoot from the hip, you know?
Yeah.
I just talk shit. You
That's
know?
What you wanted to do.
You know what I'm saying? She's like, no, you embarrassed me in front of people, blah, blah. Could but you also, say that?
But also take into consideration, there was in inverted commas, there was a stranger there.
Yeah,
exactly.
No.
Yeah.
No. So I'm like, no, baby, I agree. Like, my thing is, my intention was not to humiliate her and embarrass her. All
in
I
fact,
asked
for the
I
fact
asked,
that she even did it, she just sent you a message.
Yes.
That got you touched.
Yes.
So you should see how you embarrassed her was publicly. She just embarrassed you, like, just
privately.
Exactly. And that's my point. My point was, not my intention was not to embarrass you.
Intention or not, but look
intention
at
of not.
If she wanted to embarrass
exactly.
you,
she
would
done
have done
the
it
same.
In public.
Exactly.
In public.
And that's why I was
and
like,
how worse would that have been? So I think you should have just taken that as an, like,
I haven't finished. You're busy with your shout outs here.
Oh, my advice is a shout out.
So I was like, listen, I was wrong. I apologize. Yeah. I did not know you felt that way.
Yeah.
But in future, please pull me aside and say, hey, listen, don't say 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Then I'll be like, oh, excuse, baby. I didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah.
Because that's not my intention.
But
but you retaliating fire with fire. Now you're making this bigger than it has to be. Because had you just told me, listen, baby, I don't like it when you say this. And I'll be like, oh, okay, cool, excuse. Now you are stooping to my level, and I was not even intentionally trying to hurt you.
It was never even on your level. I'll be honest with you.
Mm.
It was never on your level.
Mm.
What you did was far worse. She just did it back to you. In like, yes. She sent a message to get your attention, and that automatically you knew you were wrong.
Yes, yes.
And you were able to apologize.
Yes.
So it's like
she two wrongs don't make a right.
Oksalai.
Two wrongs don't make right. If I do you wrong, I can't now retaliate by doing you wrong.
That's why I'm saying, if she had spoken also publicly, whatever that message
that
she
would
sent
have been
you,
fire with
that
fire.
That would have been fire with fire.
She just did it via
she
message.
Just
so
did
there
it
was
and there was personal there was, just to you.
There was possessed, there was class in what she did.
So, exactly. It's like maybe she said, you know what, MacGyver, you're ashy. Now you got touched because you know you get ashy. But now you're like, oh, you're fighting fire with fire. No, she just privately told you again.
Ash
like,
with ash.
Yeah, ashes so to ashes.
So when you hit the fire, she blew with the ash.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was wrong.
You are wrong.
You
are
wrong.
Totally.
Okay. So no, but I did. So I did apologize.
You had
okay.
no. You had no
you
right.
Must apologize
yeah,
again.
You had no right to retaliate.
Yeah,
because you started it.
You started it.
Yeah.
You
regardless,
must be, then you must be.
But guys, listen. My thing is, I did not wake up that morning and say, "Hey, I'm gonna fucking embarrass."
Nobody wakes
nobody
up in the morning
that.
And
no
say
one ever said
gonna.
That.
But isn't it a better option is to say, "Hey, like if Len says something in front of like we chilling,
yeah,
and I don't like
it offends you,
and it offends me, yeah. I'm gonna pull him aside. I'm a man. Don't do that."
But the damage is done.
The damage is done.
But me doing something back to get revenge on him is now escalating the thing.
No.
When it could have just been stopped by you saying, don't do that.
No,
chief.
That's what I'm saying. I applaud for the fact that she still did it privately.
She did it with class.
It's something that no one knows. You see, imagine you have people talking about you now. Maybe let's say Len's best friend is like, I can't believe MacGyver said 1, 2, 3. But whatever she said to you,
nobody knows.
It stuck with you. No one knows.
So nobody must know.
No one can even embarrass. Yeah.
Did you say you got a small dick or something?
Nah, nigga.
So no one can even come back to you and say, listen, I know. It was just straight to you.
So
it just got you.
You
to,
embarrassed her on a billboard?
Yeah.
And then she embarrassed you?
On the podcast?
Not usually. Well, at a podcast that has no subscribers, no viewers, nothing.
Episode 1.
Exactly.
Where the camera was skewed, shooting from the side. We were
before
smoking.
You edited,
yeah.
Before you uploaded it,
yeah. And no, I still love it.
We were looking ashy as fuck.
Yeah. But I think she wants to break up now. She's so mad. I'm in the dog box. Yeah.
So what are you going
to
do?
Does it mean you're available now? Is that are you taking?
No,
a, are
no,
you
he's, not
a
available. He's not available. He's not at all.
Yeah, both. I'm not encouraging anything.
The way you're
asking.
Talking before now, subscribers will start.
But
writing.
he just said they do that anyway. He just said. He's like, gosh, she wants to break up. He doesn't sound like a person who is, I want to say, embarrassed.
Maybe I'll buy a car. Huh.
Or buy a watch.
Hey!
No!
Hey, but that watch of yours is dangerous. Hey, that thing.
What's wrong with it, though?
It knows everything about you.
How Siri.
So? Oh shit, you know what the funniest thing was? Today when I was leaving work, right? Well, I saw it on the watch because my phone was, because I don't put my phone within sight when I'm driving to avoid like answering texts and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I get in the car and I switch on the car and my phone is connected to my car via Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. It was at about 4:30. The phone, well, the watch, because it's also paired to my there's a lot of, but yeah.
This episode was sponsored by
Think differently. Don't forget, the iPhone 11 is out. So.
And if you do need to remove your iPhone 10,
call LM Removers. It's actually called the X, not the 10, but it's a representative of the 10. But anyway, like literally on my screen, it popped up. It's going to take you 15 minutes, and it gave the directions or the location of his old place. Unprovoked. So pattern wise, my phone knows on Mondays around 4 or 5 o'clock, I drive to his place.
That's crazy. Soon when you're rocking, he's going to say, you doing good, boy?
Siri. Your strokes.
Sorry, false alarm. But it could never work with vendor
actually,
people.
No. No consent. Don't do it.
Flaccid ahead. Not hard enough.
Too soft.
She's drunk.
Don't do it. But how crazy would that be, though? Actually, like, I know we're laughing, but how crazy would, like...
This is not your girlfriend.
You are cheating.
Wrong pussy.
No, nah, I don't want that thing, bro.
That's yeah, but that's headed, it's I think that's where we're heading, eh? Because
nah,
I checked out the last week, was it Wednesday? The new or the Apple event, because it was happening last week.
Because ladies cry.
guys, we're not ready.
You can do better.
Not your best performance.
Fail.
That not round was two strokes every 2 minutes, totaling 30 minutes and 5 seconds.
Yo. Niggas will be walking around comparing times.
I'm actually 30 minutes. Okay.
And then Caesar comes, that's funny.
But we already do, though, don't we?
But imagine now if we can even score you, you know?
Oh, no, the phone must score you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was a 5 out of 10
like
performance.
Uber, like Uber. Yeah,
like Uber, yeah.
You get rated by your phone.
It will be exposed.
1 star.
Hey, baby, let me see your last rating. 2.
Ah, one.
We're busy giving out app ideas here, guys.
Guys, you know what?
That's but an imagine, app idea.
Oh, guys. Like in the dating world, hey?
Can we go, guys? Oh, this is too so much. Cool. This is too much. All right, cool,
aren't
man.
Are there more questions?
No, we're done, guys. There's about 50.
There's
what's
a game.
Your last performance, how many stars was it?
Oh, it was the morning before we saw you guys. I was on fire.
What is it? Literally.
I think I knew I'm going to be in the top.
Is that why you were fighting fire with fire?
If you had a phone, it would have said, this is your last performance.
Game over.
Goodbye.
And you have to coin money, you know, like those games, the token.
Continue. That's where you are at now. It's counting you down.
Guys, we are here, man.
Okay.
Do join us at the Podcast and Chill Pool Party 20th September.
Oh, wait, before we get out of here. Oh, shit, I need to clear something up. Sorry.
What
sorry.
Happened?
Imagine Siri goes, that was not funny.
Who's calling you?
My neighbor from my old place. Let's see what she wants. Let's see. Jess.
Hi,
I'm good on you, Jess. What's up?
Please, can you send me the
gate
number?
Oh, I don't live there no more, bro.
Oh, but you don't have the gate number on your phone?
Nah.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool. No, don't worry. I'll take a walk up there. A lonely, fat walk up there.
So when must I come see you, Jess?
Hey?
When must I come see you?
You want to come see me?
Yeah, like good old days. I'm kidding, Jess. I'm kidding. You're live on my podcast.
When?
Now. You're live on my podcast. Say what's up to my subscribers.
Oh, my God. I'm asking you for your gatekeeper.
Cheers, Jess.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, God.
I just must tell her people to also subscribe.
You've got white friends. You are moving up.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's nice. Anyway, I was saying with the
party
quiz night that we were supposed to have last week,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
We couldn't have it because the manager of the venue that we were going to go to was unfortunately in a car accident.
Yeah. Oh, shame. But is she okay?
And yeah. Only found out on Thursday. So to all the guys that were inquiring and the couple
like
of guys,
people rocked up
and
there.
Some people went there as well. Apologies. Last week couldn't happen. But I had a chat with her this morning and she's definitely doing it this week.
Okay, cool.
On Friday.
And then next week is our party.
Next week is our party on Saturday.
Yeah.
The pool party.
What's the address again? Oh, we'll put it down on the strip. Yeah.
Isn't it 47 Cilliers Road.
I can't wait for that party.
Somewhere on, kind of, what's the name of that area?
And you said
I'll tell you now. It is Mtonjeni Countryside, 34 Celia Street, Glen Austin.
So I was close. I said 37. Yeah. I was four plots away.
Okay. So we've got the venue. We just need sound now. Do you know someone who doesn't your husband have sound?
Can't we use like those Bluetooth speakers?
No, my man, we're going to have DJs. We also need DJs as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so they don't have sound there?
No. We have to bring in our own sound.
Our own sound. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So hit us up if you got sound. And then, yeah, if you also want a DJ or you know a DJ would like to come play, you're more than welcome.
Except
my
piano.
No, we like my piano.
We like my piano.
Okay. We love piano.
We welcome my piano. Oh.
Kabza the Slomo is doing the most. Dog.
So, yeah, if you want to go to the quiz night, it's happening this Friday. Busy in preparation for it. Hit us up on the WhatsApp like you did last week. And if you want to come to the party, like you heard the address, just arrive.
So it's really on this Friday?
The quiz night is this Friday.
Yeah.
And then the party.
Are you guys going to be...
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you still want to be on my team.
Hopefully with my
up.
Baby mama.
Okay.
Continue.
I'll come with my hubby.
If you want to be on my team, just hit me up on the WhatsApp. If you want to be in his team, hit him up on his WhatsApp. And the ghost lady.
Did people hit you up to be on my team?
Yeah, no.
You have no team.
No.
It's a one-man show like my boy Shimsa.
Oh, wow.
Oh, are you on that level now?
Oh, really?
My boy Shimsa.
Okay, all right.
Did he call you after Cizwe?
Eh?
Did he call you after Cizwe?
No, FaceTimed.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, with which iPhone?
Good one. Thank you, Len. High five.
I'm just asking.
FaceTime?
Guys, already, I'm hot. These lights are fucking burning me, bro.
Thank you so much, guys.
Love you long time. We're looking for a DJ. If you want to come DJ at our pool party next week, it's going to be... Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
And please don't come wearing track suits, guys.
Yeah. Ooh.
Watch it, sir. Like, wear shorts. Say the 6-pack.
Show some knees.
Yeah.
Like my banner.
Yeah.
You know?
If you're a subscriber, entry is free. If you're not, 50
entry
bucks.
Is free.
If you're not a subscriber. No, we want to get people to subscribe, dog.
Then they can subscribe at the gate. I'll have my laptop there. You must log in and subscribe.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Lovely. We're out of here. Oh, you don't need your laptop. We've got the iPhone.
Oh,
We've got the iPhone. They'll subscribe on the
Apple Watch.
On the watch.
Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Subscribe.
Ta-ta.
How many calories did I burn today?
Oh, wow. For just talking here. Shit.
We are here, man.
It calculates that much.
Podcast and chill. Boom.
Bye-bye.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.